Hello, welcome back to Coach Enya, Below the Bar podcast. So if you are listening to these weekly, this one is a little bit later than usual. It's 2 days late. This week has been hectic. I started my 8 week challenge with a group of girls and I've been just running around trying to get their program sorted and, you know, liaising with them, setting them up, etc. and prepping them for the 8 weeks ahead. And then for those who don't know, I am also a stand-up comic. So I don't just do coaching. I'm also a stand-up comic. I know they are total opposite ends of the spectrum, but you can have more than one passion. And there was a comedy festival this week and I was in Galway for it twice this week, Tuesday and Thursday. So I had to drive up and back. I had to stay over, etc. So this week has been hectic. So anyway, this episode, we are going to jump into the menstrual cycle. So unfortunately for women, they do have it a little bit tougher than men. So men, if they are trying to lose body fat, if they're trying to maintain their weight or they're trying to gain weight, they don't have the burden of a menstrual cycle, okay? Because they don't carry children like women do. And they have it pretty easy enough when it comes to this whole fat loss thing. Whereas women, you know, their menstrual cycle can dictate their mood, dictate their energy levels. If you have a 28-day cycle, if you're not on any birth control, if you are on any type of birth control, obviously it's going to dictate your hormones. So this probably wouldn't be an ideal podcast for you. I will do a podcast down the line how, you know, being on birth control can dictate fat loss too, and obviously dictates the menstrual cycle. You aren't producing the hormones that you would usually produce throughout the month, and that is associated with, you know, making a baby, if you want to put it like that. So this one is just for women who have a 28-day cycle. I'm not a doctor. I learned this in my PT course. I've learned it from talks, podcasts, etc. So, you know, don't take any medical advice from me. That's just my disclaimer. All right, I'm just going to bring you through the different phases of the menstrual cycle and what to expect on those phases and how we can deal with them efficiently if we're trying to drop body fat, maintain or gain. All right. So there is two phases to the menstrual cycle. The first phase is the follicular phase, so that's day 1 to 15. And the second phase is the luteal phase, day 16 to 28, okay? So the first side, the follicular phase, we can associate with the good side. So you're going to be bursting with energy, you're going to have a pep in your step, you're not going to be an antichrist, you're going to be a lot stronger in the gym, energy levels are going to increase, etc. You're going to feel at your best and your sexiest, all right? Especially on day 14 when you're ovulating and you're all over your fella. Mother Nature has to produce those feelings so we can make a baby. If you're in a long-term relationship like I am, you find them more attractive at that point of the month. Now I'm joking. So the second phase is the luteal phase, okay? Like I said a couple of seconds ago, day 16 to day 28, all right? This is kind of associated with the bad side. This is where you're going to feel a bit meh the last 2 weeks of the menstrual cycle. Your energy levels will dip. You're going to feel kind of shit. You know, you're not going to feel at your best. You're going to feel bloated. You're going to have cramping. You're going to be like an antichrist and you're going to be very irritable. I know I am anyway. I always know when my period is around the corner. I track my cycle on my phone and, you know, when I'm actually not paying attention to it and I start to notice, you know, one particular day where I'm like highly irritable, like I'm walking through a shopping centre and there's people walking half a mile an hour in front of me, like I lose my shit and I'm like a really, really bad driver at that time of the month as well, in terms of, you know, I just lose my shit when I'm on the road. Like I can't take slow drivers. And then I have a look at my phone and I think, oh, my period's next week. This completely explains it. You know, you're highly emotional as well. You know, you could be hypersensitive at this time of the month. Sometimes it's really shit being a woman. It really is, because those feelings are out of your control. If you're not on birth control, you know, people are on birth control, not just to stop them from becoming pregnant, but to regulate their moods, their hormones. Some people take it for skin conditions like acne, etc. But it's really horrible, because when you aren't on birth control, like your mood is out of your control. And I honestly hate it. That's one thing I hate about a menstrual cycle. I don't mind the cramping and having to wear a tampon for 5 days in a month, but it's the whole mood swings, you know, the week leading up to your period. So yeah, just to sum up, the first phase, follicular phase, day 1, which is when your period starts, to day 14, to when you ovulate. And then around day 16 to 28 is the luteal phase. That's the second phase. And believe it or not, the last 2 weeks of your menstrual cycle, day 16 to 28, you actually burn 100 to 200 calories more than you would in the fourth phase of your menstrual cycle. Yeah, so when you're at rest, you are burning more calories, believe it or not. So yeah, let's jump into the fourth phase. So day 4 to 5 of the follicular phase, estrogen starts to rise, okay? So this is the start of the period and progesterone will remain relatively low, all right? So remember these two hormones. Progesterone will remain relatively low and your pain tolerance actually increases, okay? So the fourth phase of the menstrual cycle, if you bang your toe, it's not going to feel as sore as if you were to bang your toe in the second phase. So, you know, when you're in the gym and you're doing really, really tough movements, you're not going to feel it physically as much as you would in the second phase. Okay, so this is usually the phase where, you know, you're going for PBs, like personal best. You're going to feel stronger in the gym because your body is actually utilizing carbohydrates more in the fourth phase of the menstrual cycle. And it means that, you know, you're going to benefit more from doing like high intensity classes, like spin classes. So it's really a good time to take advantage of that. But, you know, if you suffer from cramping, etc., maybe just take it easy. You know, just stick to the brisk walks, your 10,000 steps, maybe increase your steps a bit if you can't really jump around the gym like a mad thing. Now, I know, girls, you know exactly why we wouldn't be jumping around the first week of our period or the first week of the menstrual cycle. I don't need to go into gory details, but yeah. And, you know, if you don't suffer from cramping, well, then, you know, just continue as normal, which your usual gym routine. Again, you're probably going to feel stronger and, yeah, you're just going to have more energy. So that's one positive, I suppose, to the menstrual cycle in the fourth phase. Your muscles also recover quickly as well. So, yeah, higher pain tolerance, muscles recover quicker and we have more energy and we feel we have a lot more strength too. So your body actually utilizes carbohydrates more in this phase too. So which is why, you know, you have more energy and our body's primary source of fuel is carbohydrates. So, you know, that's our body's preferred avenue for energy is carbohydrates, and your body's going to utilize them more in this phase, which is why you have more energy for the high intensity classes. And then, you know, in the gym when you're lifting weights, etc. So day 7 to 14, estrogen peak. So estrogen is at its highest, helps muscle recovery. So you're probably going to recover quicker. Your muscles will recover quicker. Repeat that again. And you will have a suppressed appetite too around day 7 to 14. Okay. So probably just focus on a well-balanced diet. Like, I know a lot of women get cravings. Like, I'm gonna get onto this now when we get to the second phase, but try stick to a balanced diet as much as possible because that will help you feel better throughout the whole cycle. Because eat you, feel you, all right? Now, I'm all about the 80-20 rule. So, you know, focusing on eating, you know, fruit and veg, good protein sources, good carb sources, whole foods, etc. And, you know, 20% then can be like your chocolate, your biscuits, your crisps, etc. rather than the other way around, because it's just not going to make you feel good. It's not. And then, you know, you're going into the last 2 weeks of your menstrual cycle and you're already going to feel as shit as you are. And then the hormones produced in the second phase on top of that, we are going to be like an antichrist. You're eating shit food as well. It's just a recipe for disaster. Okay, so let's move. Will we move? First 2 weeks, okay? So when to start a diet? This is actually a good point. So when should you start a diet? So should you start it during ovulation? That's probably the toughest time when you are ovulating and to start a deficit, all right? It's probably the toughest time to train. Like, you're going into your second phase of the luteal phase is the second phase of your menstrual cycle. It's probably the toughest time to start a deficit, all right? Because cravings are going to be at their highest, okay? So the first 2 weeks is probably the best. And then, you know, if you do suffer from cravings, a lot of women do. They crave chocolate, they crave whatever. But, you know, maintain for the final 2 weeks of the menstrual cycle if you wanted to. Diet for 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of the cycle, and maintain for the next 2 weeks. And that might help you sustain it so much better, as opposed to trying to diet for the whole 4 weeks or even, you know, maintain for the final week, just the week before your period. It just means food is increased a little bit and you could have an extra snack. You're going to, you know, you're going to increase your calories by, you know, 300 to 500 calories. Should it all be chocolate? No. Fruit and veg, you know, a banana, an extra apple, more berries, which are porridge, etc. You know, a bigger portion of porridge, a bigger portion of rice or spuds with your dinner, etc. And then, yeah, obviously there's room then for an extra snack too. But if that helps you sustain it, because what some women try to do is they try to suppress their cravings and they think, no, I can do this, I can do this. And then they give in and then they end up binging. Okay, so it's best just to accept this week I'm just going to eat my maintenance calories, and then the other 3 weeks of my cycle, I will be in a deficit. And, you know, 3 weeks is a lot bigger than 1 week. So, you know, there is going to be a majority there where you are going to be in a deficit for the month. So try not think that you're going to sacrifice progress. Yes, it's going to be a tiny bit slower than someone who is in a deficit for 4 weeks. And when I say someone, I mean a man, okay? Because they don't have to fucking do that shit. Or someone who just isn't in a diet at all. They don't have to worry about any of this. They'll just eat as they normally do, and they probably won't exercise either. But if you are focusing on fat loss, this is probably just a good tip for you, okay? Diet for 3 weeks, and then the week leading up to your period is when cravings are going to be at their highest. So it'll probably be better to maintain. You could if you wanted to. I always encourage my clients to do that if it's going to help them sustain it for much longer. Because if they do binge, what can happen is they can end up throwing the towel in, and then all of a sudden we're back to square one because they've let it go on for 2 to 3 weeks. And that's what ruins progress, you know. Allowing yourself to have that little bit more for 1 week will benefit you so much more than trying to suppress cravings and ignore them, because it never works in the end, okay? So you burn more calories as well. Like I said, you burn an extra 100 to 200 calories in the final 2 weeks of your menstrual cycle. So if you are even at maintenance calories, if you're burning an extra 100 to 200 calories, you're probably not eating as much as you think you are. Because let's say your calorie deficit is 1500, all right, your maintenance calories would be 2000. And if you're burning an extra 100 to 200 calories, you know, you're really only eating an extra 300 calories, and you are in a deficit. That's a deficit. If you are eating below maintenance calories, you're in a deficit. It's a smaller deficit than 500 calories, but you're still in a deficit. So yeah, it's a win-win kind of, you know. And now, moving on to the second phase. So we've kind of covered the follicular phase there and then like the downside of dieting in the second phase. But let's go into detail of the second phase. So the luteal phase, day 15 to 28. So estrogen starts to dip after ovulation, okay? Day 14, progesterone is at its highest. This is where you lose motivation, you feel crappy, you don't feel strong. Your body is using fat as fuel rather than carbohydrates, because dietary fat is a fuel source too. Carbohydrates are a body's preferred method of energy, okay, slash fuel. But dietary fat is fuel as well. So what happens, I'm just going to, sorry, go deviate here. When you do low intensity cardio after a gym session, okay, you've utilized up most of your carbohydrates from that morning. You know, if it's your breakfast, if you're training at lunchtime, your body has utilized the carbohydrates from that food or even the night before. So what happens is when it runs out of carbohydrates, your body then starts using fat as a fuel source. All right, that's what happens. So your body will eventually run out of glycogen, which is what carbohydrates get converted into. Carbs get stored as glycogen, and then your body uses glycogen then as a fuel source. And then when it runs out, when your body is depleted of glycogen, it starts reverting to fat as a fuel source. So that's why, like I just said, when you're in the gym for an hour and a half, or an hour, I should say, it takes about 60 minutes to 90 minutes for your body to be depleted of glycogen. Because you're using power in the gym, you're using strength, you need power to lift the weights, okay? If it's a good weight session, you are going to be depleting your glycogen stores, and then your body reverts to fat as a fuel source by the time you get to the Stairmaster, and you're doing 40 minutes. So that's why I always prescribe cardio to my clients post gym. If you do cardio before your gym session, this is where you're kind of focusing on getting fitter. So there's no point, because you're going to deplete so much energy in doing cardio before a gym session. Okay. And then it means by the time you get to the weights, you're going to be so fatigued. And, you know, using fat as a fuel source for lifting weights probably isn't the best option, which is why low intensity cardio is best post gym, because it's not as taxing on the body. Whereas like carbohydrates would probably be a better option to use as a fuel source if you were doing high intensity cardio post gym. So that's why even like the marathon is this Sunday. And they would always say to carb load, you know, 2 days before you run a marathon, so your body can utilize those carbs. There's so much carbs in your system that by the time, you know, you could be 10 miles in by the time your body is depleted, and then it starts using fat as fuel. So it's also important to use dietary fats in the diet too, if you are planning on running a marathon, because fat is a fuel source. Okay, obviously carbs are our body's preferred energy source, but also fat is too. All right, so sorry, I deviated there. So anyway, steady state cardio is probably better to use in this phase of the cycle, day 15 to 28, which is the luteal phase. You will recover a lot slower in this phase of the menstrual cycle as opposed to the first phase, where you recover a lot quicker. You might feel sore after workouts. It might feel like, you know, DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, that pain you get in your muscle after a workout. You might feel like it might take an extra day or two to kind of feel at your best. And obviously, like, this is where all the PMS starts in this phase, cravings, etc. Drink more water, because if you are bloating, water helps flush all that shit out of your system. And obviously, you're going to retain a lot of water in this phase of the menstrual cycle. So drinking more water is going to help you go to the toilet more. And like, that water has to, you know, exit the body somehow that you are retaining. So yeah, make sure you are really staying hydrated. Okay, so at least 3 to 4 liters of water a day. I would definitely recommend that, you know, especially if you're in the gym, full stop, you should be hydrating. So that's just kind of to sum up. So the follicular phase, first phase, is when we feel at our best, day 1 to 14, then we start ovulating, and then it starts going downhill. All right, that's the second phase, the luteal phase. So basically, monitor your period the next time, okay? Monitor your menstrual cycle. If you have a regular 28-day cycle, monitor how you feel. Pay attention. Like, usually week one, yeah, you get your period, you're probably not going to feel great in the gym anyway, because, you know, you can feel quite sluggish. But, you know, as the days go on, the second week of your cycle, you'll notice you feel a lot stronger in the gym. When I monitored my period after my own coach spoke to me about this, I noticed that I had a lot more energy in the second week of my menstrual cycle. Like, I mean, I felt stronger. I felt like I could keep up cardio for longer. Like, it is very noticeable. And when I pass on this knowledge to my clients, they came back to me with the same feedback. They noticed that they were hitting PBs in the gym, etc. So take advantage of that. Week two is when you're going to really feel it. So the second week of your menstrual cycle, just before you start ovulating. And then, obviously, pay attention then to the final 2 weeks, which is the luteal phase. That's when you start getting more irritable and you have your mood swings and you're getting cravings and stuff like that. Like, you might crave sweet things. I know I do. And, you know, assess that with your coach. Be honest with your coach. Like, my clients would always give me feedback in my check-in forms that I give them, and they would always say that they had cravings. But don't use it as an excuse to go off the rails either, okay? Because we're trying to, like, change habits here. So, you know, I deal with women predominantly. I haven't trained any men, actually. But there's no point giving in to temptation constantly. Oh, but it's the week before my period, I'm just going to accept I can eat what I want. Like, eat shit, feel shit, like I said earlier. So make sure it's a well-balanced diet. Yes, maybe if you want to maintain for the final week of your cycle just before your period, have an extra piece of fruit, and, you know, maybe an extra biscuit or a chocolate bar or something that's going to help you sustain your diet. If you have to diet for 3 weeks and maintain for one, that's fine. But just be honest with your coach. There's no point going off the rails binging, okay? Because that's just not going to help in the long run, and it's just a bad habit to get into. You have to break the current bad habit that you're in, because if you don't, you're just going to keep getting the same results. Short-term results, all right, which is stop and start, and that all or nothing approach, okay? So it doesn't have to be a binge, okay? You can just increase your calories slightly. And again, trying to suppress your cravings doesn't work either. Try meat in the middle. Have a little of something that you enjoy, and obviously be able to still maintain a balanced diet, all right? So that's just my feedback in that sense. But yeah, definitely be honest with your coach. Don't try hide anything. If your coach is a female, of course she's going to be able to relate. And again, this is for someone who isn't on any type of birth control, all right? But it's completely normal to have cravings, completely normal. But again, it can't be blamed on you having a binge either, okay? You can't turn around to your coach and be like, oh, I ate 4,000 calories on Saturday because I had a craving, and, you know, my period's next week. Like, that's a poor excuse in my opinion, and there's more underlying issues other than the period craving if you are having a binge like that. So it's important to be open and honest with your coach and, you know, try to develop good habits. And your coach can give you a roadmap, can give you tools and, you know, help you be skilled in that area when that week arises on your menstrual cycle, you know, ways to deal with those cravings, etc. So just to sum up, I actually have a really good diagram here. So it basically just summarizes the whole 4 weeks. But just to conclude as well, the best time to probably start a diet would be, you know, within the first week of your period, because the final 2 weeks is when you're going to be feeling like shit. And the last thing you want to be doing is, you know, getting to the gym when you feel like shit, when you have built up a bad habit of not being in the gym for months or not, you know, eating good nutrition for months, and you think the best time to start is the final 2 weeks of your menstrual cycle when you feel like fucking shit, you're irritable, your cravings are skyrocketing, you have PMS, bloating, cramping. So probably the first week of your menstrual cycle will be the best time to start the diet, if you are being really picky and strategic about it. But again, a lot of women wouldn't know this, and they would probably, you know, if you hadn't listened to this podcast, you have probably been starting diets, you know, conveniently or ironically the final 2 weeks of your cycle, and you are wondering why it's always so tough when you start a diet, why you can't stick to it, etc. Sometimes it can have a lot to do with, you know, the time of your menstrual cycle, at what stage you are in your menstrual cycle. But anyway, here is a quick summary. So week one, these are just a couple of bullet points for you to take home. Week one, all right, so day 1 to 7, so you've just gotten your period, so you are going to feel quite sluggish. Okay, now it's the days after this where you start to kind of feel the benefits of the first phase of your menstrual cycle. So day 1 to 7, all right, estrogen dominant, possible cramping, feel uncomfortable, cravings may increase due to discomfort, you might want to avoid jumping movements. I don't need to go into detail on that. Stick to strong, stable movements rather than jumping around like a mad thing. You are going to feel more sluggish slash tired. Your calorie deficit is not impossible, but could be harder as you're just coming off the back of, you know, feeling like shit the week before, which is when you were suffering with PMS and, you know, everything else leading up to your period. Week 2, still in the follicular phase, day 8 to 14, okay, still estrogen dominant, testosterone, women do have a small dose of testosterone in their system, okay, that peaks, now nothing compared to what a man would have, all right, that peaks around day 13 and 14, you ovulate at day 14, so this particular week, your energy will start to increase, that's when you're going to start utilizing carbohydrates, all right, that's when you're going to start feeling the benefits in the high intensity classes, you're going to start feeling stronger in the gym, lifting weights, probably the best time to try personal bests. All right, so this is a particular week now. Keep an eye on it the next time you're in your menstrual cycle and notice, does your strength increase? Okay, notice, do you have a burst of energy on this particular week of your menstrual cycle? If you do, that's the hormones at play. Best time, and again, because testosterone is peaking, so no wonder you're stronger. Best time to try personal best. Adherence to a calorie deficit should be a lot easier, all right? Because again, you are just feeling like Beyonce and you're shitting glitter and you just feel amazing. Now, week 3 is where it starts to go downhill, all right? You are now in the luteal phase, so you've just finished ovulating. You probably haven't finished, there's probably still a couple of days left, but day 15 to 21, progesterone dominant, cramping might start again, you start to feel more tired and sluggish, so notice, does your energy dip on this particular week when the week before you are flying in the gym? Aerobic exercises could help with headaches, metabolic resting rate increases, okay, so by 100 to 300 calories or 100 to 200 calories, it depends on the person. So again, using maintenance calories to curb cravings is probably best around this time as well, but the final week you'll probably benefit a lot more from it. But yeah, it's starting to lead up to the final week now, which is when you really feel irritable and you really feel shit. So PMS could occur. This is the final week now, day 22 to 28. Progesterone dominant again, lower mood, body starts preparing for pregnancy. Okay, so it's the week before your period now. Probably favor machines over free weight exercises. So using dumbbells, so use machines instead of dumbbells. You're at a higher risk of injury. Okay, so focus more on the quality of the movement, not the quantity. So now, by this week, might be the best time to focus on technique rather than trying to ego lift. Okay, so that means trying to take on more weight than you can manage. So focus on technique, go a little bit lighter than you usually would. Focus on technique, like your Romanian deadlift or a move that you struggle with at the moment. Because when you go in then to week two, when you are bursting with energy and feel like Beyonce and you're at your strongest, you'll benefit from practicing your technique, because there's no point whacking on a load of plates to a barbell when your technique is shit, because that's just screaming for an injury. Okay, so these are just the different phases, or the different weeks, not different weeks, different parts of the menstrual cycle. So each week is different. All right. So pay attention the next time you start your periods and just keep an eye on it. Track your cycle. I would always recommend tracking my cycle, because if you don't and you feel like an absolute antichrist, it's very hard to pinpoint what it is. But if you're tracking your cycle, you know, oh, OK, I just looked at my my calendar there. It's the week before my period. That's why I'm suffering from road rage today, and you know, everyone is a prick. So yeah, pay attention to your menstrual cycle on day one, and you know, just track how you feel throughout the month. So that kind of sums it up. So I hope that's answered any questions and you are a lot more educated now on the menstrual cycle and when it comes to fat loss or being in the gym. I hope you've learned something, and tune in next week to the next episode. Thanks for listening.